Ryan Simon, Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Tes. Before we continue, I'd like to mention two nekudas. We had mentioned yesterday that if a person has lenses in his glass and they pop out, wanted to say it's a machlekes if the lenses are connected loosely to the frame. I wanted to say yesterday it's a machlekes, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, but it seems that I saw them being from Rabbi Eliashiv and Bris Olam, that they hold it as mutter. That means if it is a plastic frame and the frame got loose and a person who is not a professional is not capable of making it tight, that is the matzav of his glasses, that they're loose, they fall out, and he puts them in again. So this is permissible on Shabbos. One aloche, and the second aloche, even though we mentioned yesterday that the issue brings down these shtenders, that one raises them and lowers them with screws, it seems they asa. We mentioned the apostim that asa, the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Nissim Karelitz. But I just saw the Erchis Chadish, the Erchis Shabbos brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mata. So it seems there are Chilukei Deis in this. Now, Siv says, Atekeya Eitz Beitz. A person bangs in one eitz into another eitz. He's connecting the two pieces of wood. Now, Main Shed Toka Bimismo, he attached it with a nail. Main Shed Toka Beitz Atzmayatsin Isachet, perhaps there was a hole there and he banged it in until these two eitzim, these two pieces of wood became united, became one Areza. So this is a Tilda of Malachas Baina, which is Anissa de Raisa. Let us see the Mishnah Brure, Bait Atzmoy, Bain Bebinyan, or Bain Bekli. Say this is a building and he banged in an eight, so Bain Bekli. Behain Hatoikeya her eight, besides Akaldoin. There was an axe or a hammer, and the handle fell out, and he bangs in the handle into the hammer. Or he banged in a nail or a peg to tighten it, to make it secure. So he's chayim al zbayne. B'chein amafarek eitz takua. If one separates a eitz which is securely attached to an axe or to another eitz, chayim mishem seisa. Sen he's chayim al seisa v'ushe yiskaven l'saken. He is doing this for a kavone of tikkun, so then he's not a mekalkel. If he does not have an intent of tikkun, so then it's also midarabono. Sif yud chotzer shenishkalkelo b'meimei shomer. A person has a yard, and there was a big rain, and it got very muddy. So he wants to put some straw, spread straw over the chotzer. It shouldn't sink into the earth when he's walking in this chotzer. Yochel lizrois botavet. So we'll see, he's permitted to spread out some straw over the chotzer. So it is permissible, but there are a few conditions that have to be taken into consideration. There are a few in Yonim which have to be explained. This is not considered that he is adding on to the binyan, the chotzer, that means there's a kalke, and he's adding on to the kalke, he's adding on a layer of straw. So this, we will see in the Mishnah Berurah, this is not considered meisef al binyan, since he's doing this with straw and not with sand. This will be explained in the Mishnah Berurah. But since this is straw, it's not considered meisef al binyan. But, so even though we said this is permissible, but he has to make shinuyim, like this, it looks like an ovdedachel. So he has to do this in our oisin shel shinui. Now, what is the shinui that is required? Shaloi yizre loy besal v'loy bekupe. That means he should not take a basket or a kupe and fill it up with straw and shake out the straw from the sal or the kupe. Elo bishule hakupa. He takes this kupa and he turns it upside down, and it seems the bottom side of the kupa has some sort of a base kibble, not too much. So this is a shinoi. This is a shinoi. So he puts how much straw he can put on the bottom side of the kupa, and he's walking along and he's shaking the kupa, and the straw falls on the ground. This is permissible. Sheyavcheno v'yovi kevin, he should take the straw and put it al shuleho, put it on the bottom side of the kupa. Dahainu al yedei shinui. This is a shinui, and therefore it is permissible. Avol biyad, but spread it out, it seems he shakes the kupa and the straw gets spread out in the chotzer. Avol biyad, to spread it out biyodoi, also this is an uvdid dechel. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mechaber addresses a problem that this should be considered moisif al habinyan. That means there is a chotzer and he's adding on to the karkois ha-chotzer, he's putting on a layer of straw. This is not considered that he is adding on to the karkoi sachotza. Mishum, there's a reason why not. Deloi mevatole osom. This will not, he does not have an intent that the straw should remain in the chotza. So that means in Shabbos he's doing this now. The chotzer is very muddy, doesn't want to sink into the mud, so he spreads out this heaven, this straw. But during the week he's going to gather up this straw. He's not going to leave it there. He is to something better to do with this straw. The chazi lemachol behemet, so he's going to gather it up and he's going to give it for the behemet seed. Or he's going to make something together, a combination. This straw with mother, he's going to make bricks out of it. Al kaponim, this straw that was spread out in Shabbos, it was spread out temporarily. There's no intent it should remain in the chotzer. So therefore, That is why this is permissible. It is not considered moisif al habinyan. Avol dovol de mevatalei hosam, something that he has no intention to take it away. It's going to remain in the chotzer. Kamaitit v'choil utzroyreis, pebbles or sand. Also, then this is also, because he has no intent to gather it up. The komishum ashvuye gumais. That means that by adding on this layer of sand or pebbles, he is leveling out the couches. That's also Al's Bainet. So, and he has an intent that it should remain there. V'davka hocho, so that's what we asked. We just said an issel, there's an issel to spread sand on a kalkim, because he has no intent to retrieve the sand, to take it back again. So it becomes part of the kalkim, and it goes into Shaila of Ashvuye Gumes, is leveling out the kalka through the sand that he's pouring on the kalka. But this issa, to put sand on a kalka, but we say it is also because it's considered he's leveling out the kalka, there's a shayla v'shvuye gumis. This is only also shabo l'sakein hechotzer also. That means his intent is to, the chotzer is muddy. He's pouring sand for the purpose to be misakin the chotzer. It shouldn't be not as muddy. So we have here a few factors to take into consideration. The chotzer is muddy. He can't use the chotzer, can't walk into the chotzer. It's too muddy. He's pouring a layer of sand now to be misakin the chotzer, and this sand will remain. And this sand will also accomplish, even though that was not his intent, but the sand will bring about that the kalka chotzer will become level. So there's ashwiye gumis. So therefore, this is awesome. Even though he doesn't have a kabbalah for this, but this is awesome. Seems it's awesome in the rabbanan. Avok, being the domil abinyan, he says it's similar to binyan, and there comes out a shtikl binyan, there comes out a shvigim. So this is also midrabonim. Avol beinyan acher, but to spread out sand for a different intent, for a different purpose, kemoi shenoyegim lefaza choyl baboyke babayis kedei lechasois. It seems it used to be the minig. They didn't have such efficient plumbing fixtures. So when a person used to have to spit out some spit, and there was no spittoons, they used to spit on the ground. And in the morning, they used to go and spread sand over it, that it should be more balabatish. So since here he's doing the exact same pulley, he's spreading out sand, he has no intent to take away the sand, but since the intent of spreading out the sand is kedei lechasei saroik shori, so then this is permissible. And he's allowed to do this even though this will remain there. And it could be that the sand that was spread out will bring about an ashwiye gumais, and for peaking, this is mutter. The shoyu lechasin sarog beitak, mishkosum saim simin sinyut, kivin sheini mechavel lebinyin, he does not have an intent at all of binyin, so this is mutter. Tzadova sheini miskavel. Avol biyad also. Now we said before we have this muddy chotzer and he wants to go and spread out the straw in the chotzer mishum do uvda dechel. This is an uvda dechel bade in the yudi shorim yesh peitzei recharbe techol midish deshuus bemotrim tzei recharbe. Shin yudalet. Ein binyan ustira bekelim. There are two malachas. There's a malacha of boine, of building. There is a malacha of seisa, of destroying. There has to be a seisa manas livnais, in order to be a makalkol, but these are two malachas, boine and seisa. So now the Mechabel says, "Ein binyan ustira bekelim." By a keli, there is no concept. The way we're going to speak about stira bekelim, there's no concept of destroying a keli to be oivan meleches seisa. But vahani mili. She'enoi binyan mamish, that the keli was not really bonoi, so there's no inyan of seisa. There's no inyan of seisa. Now he's going to explain himself. He's going, chavis, a barrel. You have a barrel. In the barrel there are contents in the barrel, it's, let's say, full of raisins or other things. She'eino marzekes arboim so. Now, this barrel does not contain 40 so. So it's not such a big barrel. We'll see in Mishnah Berurah how we can figure out the dimensions of arboim so. She'nishbaro. Now, we are speaking about a barrel that broke. So the barrel, after the shvira, was not usable. V'dibek shivoreho mizefes. And he went and the broken pieces were attached together with tar, with pitch. Now, so we had here a barrel, a broken barrel that was put together. So this is a kli ra'ua. It is not a kli sholem. It is a kli that in reality is broken, but it is put together with Zephyrs. So now this keli has certain halachas. Yochel l'shavro. Now he's around, now he wants to take out the contents of this barrel. So he wants to break it. And by breaking this barrel, he'll be able to take out the contents of the barrel. Likach ma shebesoicho. He wants to take the contents, what is inside of the barrel. So this is permissible. Now, before we go further, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. She'enoi binyan mamish. The Mechaber started the concept of building and stirah, destroying, is not applicable by Kalim. She says that is dafke if it is the keli that we are destroying is not a kli sholem. Aber binien gomo aus dieser Gemüse schei ich gar bekämen. That, but I have a klee sholein, you make a klee sholein, or you'll be says a klee sholein, so then that's another parsha, then there is a concept of being in a steer. Volochein. Therefore, the Mechaber said, Dafka bedibek shivoreho. This barrel was not a klee sholein. The pieces, it was a broken barrel that was put together, Bezephis. Yochel Lishovro. So he's permitted to break this barrel. The Ein the Stira Gemuro. This is not called the Vasaiser because it is before my Stira, it was not a Kli Sholem to begin with. Avo im hoiso shalemo, but if it was a kli sholem, and he's going to break it for the same intent, he wants to get out the contents that is inside this keli, but also this will be also. Afilu b'chli koton, even though this is a small keli, because we will have soon that by afilu a this chovis, if it's a big keli, there's problems. But a small keli, if it's a kli shovel, it is mutter. But if it's a kli sholem and a kli koton, it is also. Well, it could be that'll be a deraisa, but here Al Capone will be also me the rabbon, but it's also me the rabbon and Al Capone. So it's also me the rabbon, but Al Capone, it's also. Here we're saying it's mutter. We're permitted to do this. So if you have a kli cotton that is not a kli shovel, so this will be also. Now he's explaining the halacha he just said. There used to be small barrels, shell milkachas, they put inside them either some spices or other things. And these barrels were made out of boards that were held together by chishukim, shekeirim raif. And I think these are bands which hold together the barrel. Now you have a barrel made out of boards with bands which secure the barrel, and that is the barrel. So perhaps one might think, so what is the difference? These boards also, if I'll take off these bands, so the boards will not hold and they'll fall apart. So this is similar. One could say that this is similar to our case, that we have a barrel that is held together by zephyrs, by pitch, and you're permitted to break it. It's not a klisholing. So he says, no, we cannot compare these two cases. Also, lohoser hachishukim, you're not allowed to take off these bands. In order to acquire the contents which are inside these barrels, this is not similar to our case. This is how the barrel is constructed. That's how the barrel is made. You take these boards and they're held securely by these bands. Vahavi kichli shleimo. So this is called a klishalim. So now, by taking off the bands, you are soiser akeli. This is soiser. Achai ben Yehudi bevade yesh lahatech l'kami b'siv zayin. Could be the Thomas is a metalkal and some mills on Yosemite the Rabbanon and so it's a shvus to shvus. But al koponim, this is also, this is not considered a kli shavul. This is considered a kli sholem. And therefore, there's no heter to be seisa this keli to take out the contents. Uve kosho al yedei havolim, but if you'll have a barrel that is held securely by ropes, and that is holding it together, this is not considered a keli. That means these chishukim, that was the way these barrels were made. That's called a kli sholem. But if you have a barrel that a rope holds it securely, that is not considered a kli sholem. Afilo de Yisrael yesh lahatel. But so now, so the first halacha we had, we don't have a kli sholem, and you are being soiser this kli sholem in order to take out the contents of the keli, this is permissible. But she'eino machzekes, there's a condition that this keli is not large enough to be machzik arboim so. If it is machzik arboim so, the Elohim marzekes aboim so, havele ka'oihel, then this is, does not have a shame keli. It has a shame oihel, a binyan. So then this is another parsha. So even though we have the same scenario, this chavis was put together with zephes, but it doesn't, it loses the shame keli, it has a shame oil, a shame binyan, v'isbo mishum binyan ustire, afilo binyan ustire koldohu. That means even though you'll do a small pu'ule to destroy it in any way, This is. I mean, this is a din of an oyel, even though it's not mechuba. It's a din of a binyan. Now, arboim so. Now, what? When does it transform from a keli to a oyel? If it's arboim so, haynu amo al amo berum shloish amos. Now, the Shir Arboim So is an Amo by an Amo. There are, if you look at days, what the Shir of an Amo is, let us say an Amo is 22 inches. So it's 22 inches by 22 inches. And the height is 22 times 3, 6 Amos. So, surely 66 inches. Im oive had the funness. Now, this is a moyodik echidish. That means, in order to give it a shame oihel, we do not need that the volume inside should be amo alamo b'lum sholish hamris. If the whole keli, including the walls, that means it's going to have thick walls, and the volume inside is less. It cannot hold arboim so. But this is called an oil already, and here's different halachas. You measure it externally, not from the inside. That's right. Beloi oimei Але візбезин гуктомайзер самів ейцос осео. We do not need, that means this calum had also rims. We don't need the rim. V'haraglayim, you don't take into cheshbon the base, the feet of the keli. If we have such a keli, that from the outside, it's an amo al amo berum sholeshamay, so then that is called an oyel, and there's different halachas, which we are now learning about now. Yochel l'shavua. So al kaponim, the halacha which we had learned now, we're speaking about to be soiser a keli. To be soiser, it is a keli, it is not a kli sholem, it's a kli ra'ua. One is permitted to break it. Ayin v'pri megodim shemetzadet, the heter esviru afilu sholei b'mokim shemedubik b'zefes. That means one could think that the whole heter is only if he breaks it in the place where it's connected, it's broken, or it's connected with zefes also, break it, he'll break the mokim ha'chibur. So that's cool, that's a broken keli. But if he starts banging in the place where the cheres was, or where the wood was, and that's what he bangs, this is sholem. So the prima donna says, no, this is a kli shovel, this is a kli shovel. Well, this is a broken keli, so memele, there's no issa of stirin. Hi. Now, so we have here a heter d'vayl to break the keli. Breaking could involve the issa. The breaking could involve the issa of Saisa, but since this is a kli shovel, this is permissible. Agavusa, before we go, the Mishabur said it's a makalku, you know, this is a makalku. Makalku is also made the Rabbonon, but over here this is muta. By a kli shovel, the schovis that is attached with Saisa's. That is if you are breaking it. So the whole problem is soisa, there's no isa, lister a kli, which in your side is already a kli shovel. Umilvad, but shelo yechaven linokva nekev yofa. But if the shvira is, I'm making a hole in the chavis, I'm not breaking, I'm not destroying the chavis, I'm making a hole. And the purpose of the hole is, sheyiye lo lepesach. So that means I am making a Pesach, an opening in a keli. That means the keli is still in existence. And I'm now, but it was difficult to acquire the contents of the keli the way it is, because it's sealed. So I'm making a opening to the keli, so this does not go into meleches soisa, this goes into mesaken mona. I'm making a tikkun in the keli. Dimkein avalei mesaken mona. If he's making a nekev yofim, so this is mesaken mona.
What's all the nekev yofim?
Then you can use it now. Now it's not jacket and dust. And now you have even how to take out the contents. I made a Pesach to the keli. Misakin money. I invit, no, we skipped over. Lenatva nekev yofet. Vuhu adin im matis. Roisha milamaylo. We have here this barrel, and he takes off the top of the barrel. Now you have an opening. The whole top is open, and one can takes out from the chavis the contents. So, umechaber liyafos hashvira shetishoyer oid keli, that it should remain a keli. That means, so this is not called soysel. This is called, I'm making a pesach for the keli. So by taking off the whole top, and it is yofa. Yofa means it's not jagged. I can use it. I mean, it's now usable. Now I have an oyster how to take out the contents of the keli. So this would be a pesach. Misakin mone. Ayin betaz de mashme. Da filu im hanekev hu nekev kotnum. She'einoi osui lahachnis ulahoitzi. That means it is a nekev cotton. It's a small hole. I made a small hole. I cannot use this hole to be machnis something into the chavis. It's too small for that, but I can take it out the contents that are in the chavis already. So we will see the isel to make a pesach on a keli is only, we'll see later what the case is only a pesach that has a dual usage. That means with this pesach I can bring in things and I can take out things. That is a pesach d'oraisa. But if I make a pesach that only has one usage, that means I can only take out and I can't take in. So the Taz says, Gam kein osur al kaponim midarabonon. Afilu b'chovis kezu shehi ru'ua. That means we have here a chovis ru'ua. This is not a hosheve keli to begin with. So the soul maila is if I destroy the keli, if I'm soysa the keli, so then this is permissible. The keli is a kli shovel. But if the keli, whatever the keli is, remains, and I'm just making a tikkun in the keli, I'm making an opening in the keli, so then that's another pasha already. Then I am, that's called tikkun bone, and even though the opening does not have a dual usage, it's also a kaponim midarabonon. Ve'imu nekev godo sha'osei lahachnis ulahoitzi. But if it will be a large hole that I can, with this hole I can be machnis things and be moitzi, yesh boy iser toyre. Then there's an iser toyre bechein mashme bibir hagro. So that means we are saying we have a kli ra'ua. So even though it's a kli ra'ua, there are different oifanim how I am permitted to take out the contents of the keli. If I destroy the keli, I break the keli, then this is permissible. It's a kli ra'ua, and I'm shaving the keli. But if I make a pesach, an opening to the keli, then this is also. Now let us go further in the machaber. That's also. Avo, im hi shleima. What is, if this chavis is a chavis shleima, also lishavo, then you're not allowed to break it. Afilu be'inyin she'enei oise keili. Then you are not permitted to break it, even though you're not making a keli, because then you're chayim al soysa. So that's the Mirolocha says. So he's a Mekalkal, so it's awesome. He's a Rabbonim. But Al Kaponim, if it is a Kli Sholem, so then we have an Issa of Seisa. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Also leshavro mitam stire yesoisa va'av the bialme kaimolon besoisa einai chayev elakshu almenas livnois. So the malacha of soisa you only chayev minatoire if you soisa almenas livnois. The ilav ohi because if it's not almenas livnois. Mekalkulu, it's a mekalkul, that's true. Ein hachanami, avo mid rabbonim, you also. So here I'm being soisa this chavish. It's a chavish shleimo, so it's also mid rabbonim. Ubebiya hagroi hiskim laha poiskim tesvirlu te'ein stire bekelem afiluk shoise shvire bechli shleimo. The goin holds that by a kli sholem, it seems as a machlekes ha poiskim in this, I think further in this seat, we will get a bigger clarity in this machlokes is binyan istira bekelim. So here in this being done, the Chazeni says that a filu according to the goyim that there's no iser stira filu on a kli sholem because ain't stira bekelim. One is not permitted to be shayva a chavish shleima because Chazal v'geizer shvira maybe will make a shvira that will make a good Pesach nischayv alzmach makim bepatish. Okay, so fulfill according to the goyim, it's also midarabonim. Im loik shoisa is the kli al yidei shvira da shayb al kaponim of kul alma mishimakim bepatis. Now, here the Mishabura is saying as follows. If he makes it a kli al yidei shvira, the shvira makes it a kli, so is shayb al smakim bepatis, and we will see the Mishabura later will explain this halacha. So, the Chazani said, if according to the going, they made a gzeire of a shvira, he might come to make a tikkun in the keli, so it's also mid rabbona. Okay, so now it says also the shavur. But let's go back to the mechaba. The mechaba holds there is a iser stire by a kli sholem. So he says also the shavur afu binyan sheinei oisen kli, even though he's not making it for a keli, but if it's a kli sholem, so it's he's doing melecha seisa, even though it's not seisa menas livnei, so it's a mekalkul, so it's also midarabona. Vafilu nekev ba'alme oso, lintay bo michodosh. Now, what does he mean over here? Zaino oisekli, what does he Mishnah Berurah Sivkom Nechas? Rotsa loima, she'eini oise nekev lepesach elo shoiva. So the Mechaber said, if you have a kli sholem, and you break it, and you're not making a Pesach, you're only breaking it, so it's also als soisa, the Mekalkul, so it's also midarabona. Then he says a bigger chiddush. Afilu nekev ba'alme. Afilu, you don't break the keli. You just make a small shever in the. I make a small hole. Nekim Shaina Yofa, that means it's not a hole that can be used as an opening.
He wants to make the hole.
He wants to break it. He wants to break the keli, but he doesn't want to break the whole keli. And he has said, by breaking a little bit from the keli, he can accomplish what he wants to accomplish. So he's not making an opening to the keli, but he's not breaking the complete keli, but there's a isa of saisa even on the mitzvah of a keli, as long as this is a kli sholim. L'Pesach. These veikalti letimuse she'eini shoyver rachomis, that means the barrel is still whole, more or less. V'gam she'einoi pesach, it's not an opening. Avol pikein, this falls into the category of soisa. Soisa does not mean I have to destroy it completely. A mikzas stire is also awesome. Now, kosav harambam perik chav gimel. Ho'oisei nekim. Now we'll start learning a little bit the halachas of a Pesach, of the makim bepatish. The Rambam says as follows. Ho'oisei nekim. A person makes a hole. Shuhu osui, and then has a double usage. Lahachnes, to bring in something. Ulahoitzi, and to take out. Kigoin. Nekev shabalu atal negoilam. We have a chicken coop. Now, this chicken coop had four walls and a roof. And we have to understand, without this opening, there were two problems. Number one, it was very dark in the chicken coop. And number two, the odor from the chicken coop had no way to escape. So this was before the hole. Now he goes, so he has this chicken coop, and he makes a hole. Now, the purpose of this hole was, there was a dual purpose. Shuhu osoi lahachnis ho'ilo, it brings in light into the chicken coop. Ulahoitzi yahevel, and the smell in the chicken coop can leave the chicken coop, because now there's a hole. Chayiv mishum make bepatish. So this is an isa d'eraisa of make bepatish. Now, what does make bepatish? Now, the literal translation of make bepatish means he banged with a hammer. That's make bepatish. So now, how does make bepatish come into this hole in the chicken coop? So he explains, "Vohu shem hakoilu l'chol gmar meloche." Any pu'ule, which is the gmar, the completion of the meloche that I was doing. So any pu'ule that completes a keli, it falls into the category of makim b'fakish. Shehu todes am melochezu. Now, the melocha of makim b'fakish was, in the Mishkan, shehu'umen, a person who was making a keli, make, he banged b'fakish with a hammer ala keli, Bishas Gemora, that means after the keli was completed, but there was some lahashvois akmi musoi, that means there were some halakim of the keli that were crooked or and he banged it in to make it sholem. So that means the keli was usable before, but it's missing the finishing touches. So to finish off a keli falls into the gather of makim bepatish. So Memele, so the Rambam says, so if you made a hole in the chicken coop, so that is, that means that I have the chicken coop already, but it's still missing. It's dark and it's not airy. So this hole is the gemar of the chicken coop. Now, therefore, goes through al kol nekev, any hole, afilu osi lahoitzi oy lahachnis bilvat, which is only, it's gozu. This is also in the Rabbona. Shema yovei lasis nekev shecha yovenoloi. That maybe you'll come to make a hole which will have a dual purpose, as a memele, which is also in that teile. So every hole that has one usage is also in the Rabbana. Raima Moginav Rom Shebia Dasilu Hulu Sheine Mechubel Lekarke. That means even though this chicken coop is not attached to the karka, there's no shayla of boine, the less bay mishum boine by mechubalaka alasiyas hanekev, so mahochi chay mishumake bepapish, shugma meleches alu. So that means like this, meleches make bepapish is applies by Kalim. Zamachlekes could be and applies by Adova Mechuba also. But by Adova Mechuba, besides the Issa of Makib and Papish, there'll be also a Indian that means if I would have a Mechuba Nikilul and the Lul needs this hole, so could be besides Makib and Papish, there'll be a Chiyav of Boina also. Because of oit beperik yud, kol ha'isa dover shehu gemar meloche, something that is a gemar meloche, that means this completes the meloche of the keli that I'm making, as I said, to this makim bepasish, v'chayiv, and I'm chayiv. Ha'isa nekev koshu, sometimes nekev koshu, baby eitz, baby matches, baby binyan, baby kalim, ha'reza tildis, makim bepatish, v'chayiv. In your chayiv, that means, for example, let's say we had the previous simonim, if a person has a coin and he makes a hole in the coin, that now it can be used as a, can be put on a necklace and someone could wear this necklace. So this hole is the makib patish, by making this hole. Now this coin is usable as a decoration for the necklace. So that's a matris. You make a hole in the matris. It means that thing that we said by a Pesach, you need lahachnis aloitzi. That's if the purpose of the hole is to make a Pesach. I want to make an opening, so the opening has to have a dual purpose. But if the purpose of the hole is not also same Pesach, the purpose of the hole is I need this hole, so I'm able to hang it up on a bracelet, on a necklace, and then I feel a neck of kosher was hired. They made a reason to his mark of a prophecy for Chayyab. Bro Pesach, she knows he lahachnes a lohitzi. A Pesach, in Chayyab and Alasi Yosef, Atkan Dvorov. Isa Big More, Dim Toka, Miss Masmer Bekoiso, a person banged in a nail into a wall. Now, the reason the wall is complete already, he wants the snail to be able to hang up something. So now, so he's chayv al smakim bepatish, chayv mishumakim bepatish. Ho'isa nekev bekarka bayis sheyetsu hamayim, chayv mishum boine. If you make a nekev that water could be able to escape, or there's water there, and this is letting out the water, chayv mishum boine, this is bekarka bayis. Now, there are many which are derived from this semen and this seed, I just like to mention one. They speak about, just let's start about this last halacha. If one has a stuffed toilet or a stuffed sink, if one is permitted to use a plunger. So, it's very interesting, and that is who you'll ask the shayla. There are the Be'er Moshe, the Brisina Rav, has a tshuva. He says, no shayla whatsoever. It is mutter, a plunger, a snake, no shayla. Right. So it's mutter. So that's what he said. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds, it's not so urgent, with Seirich Godel, one could be Mekel. And that's Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Menachas Yitzchok. They were Mekel with Seirich Godel and Rabbi Eliashiv Hasselt, period. So we have here three. This is mechuba. It's mechuba, and this says a shaykhus with this last halacha. But if you have two toilets and three toilets, then you lost your head.